The main theme is this big orchestral material, which is actually, it's actually a shared theme for the two queens. That's because even though these two women were adversaries, they are actually the only people alive who could possibly understand one another's position. You know, they're both these young women with extraordinary obligations placed upon them by a male world. You know, they are kind of stranded in this kind of sea of men, basically. And, you know, while they're sort of nominally in charge, as we can see in various ways in the film and in history itself, you know, they are, their agency is very much circumscribed. So I wanted them to have a shared music which reflected that. And within that shared music, there is Mary's voice. And for Mary's voice, I chose the cor anglais, partly because it has this sort of beautiful melancholic sound, but also because of its name. You know, it's a French name for an English horn, and that sort of reflects Mary's biography. You know, she came from France to Britain and then sort of had to sort of navigate her way. So that seemed like a sort of too good not to use that. And that theme is built on ground bass, which is a repeated bass line, which is very common sort of practice in Elizabethan music. So I wanted to, in the score, evoke period musical technique without sort of copying it, but just to plant, you know, these sorts of period musical processes in the musical language, just as a way to kind of connect the Elizabethan sort of musical universe with our own modern day musical world.
Yeah, I love that. And then on top of that bass figure, you have this hypnotic chord cycle, which is very contemporary sounding. And then the presence of the kind of war drums throughout the theme and throughout the whole score, to my mind, is evoking this kind of perpetual sense of war.
Well, the drums are really interesting, aren't they? Because they are war drums. They're also, you know, the drums of the execution, which, after all, we kind of all know is happening, because, if you know, it is a well-known story. So we kind of hear in those drums, we hear, you know, the funeral drum, the executioner's drum, the marching of the armies, we hear, you know, the ritual dancing at the wedding, and the inexorable passing of time, you know, sort of fate moving on. So the drums were really, really central to the way that the musical grammar sort of develops. I guess the other thing is that, you know, the first and last sounds in the score are women's voices. They're women's voices in the kind of, I made a sort of abstract kind of ambience out of them, but I wanted the ultimate sort of landscape that the music exists in to be this sort of female voice. So that was, I guess that's the sort of final element in the music.
Talk a little bit more about your use of female voice. Is that, are there multiple voices happening?
Yes, it's a small choir. It's I think it's an 8-piece choir, and that's it's a choir that, of singers that specialize in Renaissance music. I wanted that sort of very pure color. You know, some of that is, you know, so written scores performed and onto the picture, and some of that is sort of highly processed and manipulated, so it sounds more like a kind of abstract cloud of sort of female vocal sound.
Well, you talked about in the main theme kind of uniting these two women. Did you feel like you needed to distinguish them or contrast them with the score in some way?
Yes. I mean, they each have their own trajectory through that material. Elizabeth's music is generally just bigger and grander and kind of more expensive sounding. For example, they each have a harp in the score. And Elizabeth's harp, you know, which plays a lot in the sort of interior scenes, is this modern golden concert harp we have in the orchestra now. And Mary's harp is the traditional Celtic harp, the clasach, which sounds kind of a bit more brittle and sort of has a more... it sounds more like a folk instrument now. So there are those sorts of contrasts, even within, you know, that big theme that they have. Mary's court is, by comparison with Elizabeth's court, a much humbler affair. And so that sort of thing comes through in the music quite a bit. You know, there's a lot of sort of kind of quite doomy, sort of heavy music for the kind of the wars and the, you know, the men, basically. So there's a lot of kind of orchestral sort of death metal type stuff for them.
Was there a key moment in the film or a key alchemy moment between film and score that kind of unlocked it for you? Or
there is a first sequence when, you know, Mary first arrives in Scotland. There's sort of various bits of sort of activity on the beach, and then she gets put on a horse, and a little girl runs up alongside her, who's a sort of Scottish native, and she's witnessing this sort of grand lady, you know. And then there's a close-up on Mary's face. And with the music of the Queens, the way it's built is that it has a long thing which basically, well, it's called a dominant preparation in music theory, where you basically do not get the home key. You get a sort of lengthy kind of thing which feels pregnant because of the way the music is structured. And then the home key sort of arrives on that close-up of her face. And I just thought when I put it on there, I kind of knew that I'd kind of got something, you know, because it was very exciting the way it sort of made that work.